We're joined in the media center by top field number one qualifier Clay Milliken, whose track ET record run of 3.772 seconds at 325.69 miles per hour held up from Friday night for your sixth number one qualifier in your first at Royal Purple Raceway.
That's pretty cool. I really, you know, I said last night that I hoped it was 100 degrees all day today. It wasn't quite that hot, but it did hold up, and it was a beautiful run last night. I mean, I was very, very happy with that. You know, I can't complain a bit. I mean, I'm up here talking to you guys, and the truth is it really should be David Grubnick. You know, he's the one that turns the knobs and does all those things, and I just kind of point and shoot and stomp on that loud pedal, and I love my job. I love stomping on the loud pedal, but I mean, the whole team, you know, they work their tails off to make the car go out there and do those kind of things. And it's really pretty cool for me to qualify number one by a thousandth. I'm a bracket racer at heart, and those races are won and lost by a thousandth. And I got to give a big shout out to Antron Brown for the great Clips commercial he gave us last night on television. I appreciate that. I told Antron thank you. He said that he lost the number one qualifying spot because he didn't quite get enough haircut at Great Clips, and so that cost him a thousandth. But I'm glad to have this green hat, but I would trade it right now for four wind lights tomorrow. I would have no problem doing that at all. I don't care where I qualified if I get four wind lights. But since we did qualify number one, my plan is to go out there and stomp on that loud pedal four times and turn on that wind light four times.
It just seems like you have a going on this weekend.
The whole team is definitely coming together. I mean, you know, we always have a big time here in Texas. We have people from Parts Plus that come in from all over the Texas area, and that's fun. You know, I enjoy hospitality. That's one of the things about NHRA drag racing that's so unique is the ability to host people in hospitality. And I get to go over and hang out with them and talk to guys that sell parts and work on cars, and I'm a car guy. And just the whole vibe of the weekend's been really, really good for this whole team. And you're right, it does. It feels good. We've qualified number one before and went to a final round. And that's what we plan on doing tomorrow. I mean, it won't be easy. These races are getting harder and harder. But we got a good car. It's going to be great. I know that.
Clay, I was at San Antonio Raceway, I think, in 05 when you won IHRA top field race. And so it's been a while. You have one in Texas, but not on the NHRA. How great would it be to get a win here first and then, you know,
given the fact
that you did so well in San Antonio and in Texas?
I love racing in Texas, and we talked about it a little bit last night that my first NHRA final round was actually here.
Yeah.
And that was coming off of some wins, and I just never would have dreamed that, you know, 13 years after my first NHRA final round, I still wouldn't have a Wally. You know, something seems wrong about that, but we're still out here swinging. 20 years next year, I will have been driving a top fuel car, and I have won a lot of races in Texas, and I love racing down here. One of the coolest things about racing in Texas is people don't say, where are you from? You know, there's something about that accent. They don't. I guess we don't have an accent down here. Texas, Tennessee is pretty close, so, you know. But I do. I love racing in Texas. The people are super nice, and they're very knowledgeable about drag racing. There's a lot of true drag racing people, car people in Texas. That's it. Y'all are easy.